Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Business Banking mit der ING.
Ich bin Lucia und ich bin Imkerin. Ich habe Millionen Arbeiterinnen, brauche aber nur ein Konto.
Hol dir jetzt dein ING-Geschäftskonto, die ersten 6 Monate kostenlos und mit bis zu 200 Euro Gutschrift. Das ING-Geschäftskonto. Dein Business, dein Banking.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Dwayne Wade plus pumpkin talk and drug commercials. All coming up in just a minute.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Following is a paid political announcement.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been in jail.
Whatever for?
Excessive masturbation. I can't believe the laws in this country.
You got that right. That's why I'm voting for Chick McGee for Congress.
Chick McGee? Never heard of him.
You've never heard of Chick McGee? Why, he's the Rosa Parks of excessive public masturbation.
You mean he did it on a bus?
I'm not sure, but probably yeah.
Oh, I guess he does stand for the little guy. Not like his opponent, Jack Wilson. This year, I think I'm going to vote Jack off the ballot and pull the handle of Chick McGee for Congress.
Hello, I'm Chick McGee, and I'm running for Congress in your district. Masturbation is no crime, and I promise you that as your congressman, I'll take a hard stance in Washington. Right after I take a nap.
This message paid for by the friends of Chick McGee, Paul Rubin's treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chick McGee.
You remember Dwayne Wade. He won an NBA championship.
Sure.
Or 3 or 9 with LeBron and Chris Bosh and all those. Remember... LeBron, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach. Oh, he's going down there to hang out with Dwayne Wade. Well, the Miami Heat have unveiled a Dwayne Wade statue outside the Kasey Center. And they also named the court the Pat Riley Court to honor the NBA Hall of Fame guard's impact on the team of the Miami Heat and the city of Miami.
Whenever I hear the name Dwayne Wade, it sounds like
you know what you're going to say.
I hate webs.
Yeah. Yep.
There's only one problem. Do we have the picture, Jason? Yeah. Does anybody think that looks like Dwayne Wade?
Not at all.
Oh my!
I have a.
I'd have to look up
second statue in a couple of weeks. It doesn't look like the person.
Wasn't the worst one ever that one of Lucille Ball?
Well, yeah, remember they took it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think something happens in bronze. I don't know what it is.
That looks nothing like Dwayne Wade.
Nothing.
That is not even close.
Well, they have...
the eyes are too close. It looks like if he'd been beaten with...
There, that's Wayno. See, that's him.
You think
so? Yeah, see?
I think the statue looks like him? No,
I don't at all. No. I don't know why he's screaming like that. I don't...
All right.
Like Edvard Munch or whatever.
I see.
The silent scream.
Now, you asked me earlier if I had ever been to a freak show, and you didn't. Have you?
That used to be when I was there. That was a pretty big deal at the Ohio State Fair, actually.
Yep.
There was a big section that.
And it was primarily people.
One of the most popular sections.
People who were disabled.
Certainly. That's where
And you had to pay extra to go in at the fair. It wasn't like a...
It was like an attraction. It was like a ride.
It was like 50 yeah. cents, except mm-hmm. if you wanted to see Lobster Boy, it was market price. It was really...
I did. It was very good.
The freaky hands. Lobster Boy was there every year.
Did you ever see a geek? All the big ones.
A geek?
Geeks are people who bite the heads off chickens.
Yeah.
Did you ever see one of those?
Yeah, we had him in the building.
You had a geek in here?
What?
We had the Jim Rose Sideshow Circus.
Yeah, but he weren't biting heads off chickens.
He didn't bite.
They were eating light bulbs and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think a geek is specifically
a chicken.
Oh, just the chicken thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was just in general. No.
Why do they today, call nerdy people geek?
I was just going to say, today geek kind of means...
Nerd and stuff? Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Some computer guy who's sitting in his office all day making millions of dollars.
Laughing at all of us.
Discovering some software thing that's going to make him rich.
He's horrible, but I'm a geek.
Have we completed the sports game?
Yes, sir.
Is that correct? Okay, so we are indeed going to head over to the Cylac Insurance News Desk.
Before we conclude the sports,
yes.
I'll do a little tribute for Chick and the fabulous game last night.
Okay, once again. The big Hail Mary and the Washington Football Club is a huge victory with nothing left on the clock. Quarterback runs around, heaves the ball. It's just an amazing feat.
Oh.
It's for you, buddy.
Okay.
What a night.
Boy, oh boy.
Washington was behind with 2 seconds. Noah Brown says a Hail Mary came to me. Streaming from his chair was Chick McGee, Chick McGee. They pulled it off successfully. A Hail Mary, Chick McGee. Streaming from his chair, Commanders win. Chick McGee. What a night.
Oh, yay. A lot of barking. A lot of yelling.
Oh, the dogs are barking.
Oh, yeah. They bark every. I had them trained. I don't know how it happened, but they bark when we score a touchdown.
Because you jump up and probably.
I guess. I don't know.
That's great.
Awesome.
Maybe.
That's so fun.
Awesome. I haven't got the bandanas out yet, but I do have I have merch for the dog.
Yeah.
Sure.
The lady over there is Christy Lee. She has the big K in her cap.
Yes, thank you, Chick McGee, for my Christmas gift.
You're welcome.
And if you're wondering, Christy's had some eye surgery, so the light from above is a little troubling, so she's wearing her cap.
Finally figured out the problem.
Oh.
I don't know if you'll recall, but 5 years ago, I got headbutted by a horse. Do y'all remember that wonderful incident? Well, apparently, there was a little bit of nerve damage done when that happened.
No kidding.
That has caused this to be a little bit longer of a recovery period than most. So, yeah.
Is it too late to sue that horse?
That horse is long gone.
What'd you do to it? Wait a minute.
He moved to California.
Didn't you have a song about Christy getting kicked in the face?
Christy went to a polo party with the polo ponies all around. There was wine and cheese and high noons, and the DJ was spinning new sounds.
All true.
Christy had a few wines and was feeling no pain, having fun and getting buzzed. She went to nuzzle a cute little horsey, but he wasn't feeling it just because. Headbutted at a party by a horse with no name, and now her eye is black and inflamed. At the party, she couldn't remember her name, and there ain't no pills for to give you no pain. Everybody, la 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 la. One more time.
God, that's beautiful.
La 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 la.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
Kicked in the face.
I got headbutted.
Okay, good. You're okay.
So-called influencer, and I know how much you love those, Dom. This one is in Brazil. Claims she used her own menstrual blood to create a Halloween costume on the character Chucky.
Is that right?
Now, you're a big Chucky fan, right?
I am a fan of those
films. Don't you have a Chucky?
I do.
Now, isn't there Chucky movies and Chucky TV shows?
That's right. The TV show has been canceled.
No.
After three very successful seasons, it makes no sense. But hey.
No kidding.
Now, I've never seen the Chucky one. This is the talking doll. What's the deal with Chucky?
Yeah. The first Child's Play, a serial killer moves his body or his soul and spirit into the
Nadal.
Nadal.
Yeah.
Yes. Brad, the great Brad DeReef. Plays him.
And now is there a lady Chucky or just...
Yes, Tiffany, played by Jennifer Tilly, is Chucky's love. Yes.
Okay. And so this woman is dressed as the female Chucky?
Miss Larissa Simpani posted photos of herself dressed as Chucky.
Okay.
From the horror movie franchise.
As you would imagine, sexy Chucky outfits.
Saying she splattered herself with her own period blood to make her appearance more gory.
Oh, boy.
Miss Simpani said it was the perfect choice to make the costume look more realistic and visceral. The move proved to be divisive amid her fan base.
I would think so.
She told Jam Press, quote, "I received a lot of criticism from friends and even family," but she defended her decision, saying, quote, "I think Halloween is about breaking free from conventions and exploring the darker side of oneself."
Next year, Carrie.
Or
she'll be collecting blood from her friends.
Yikes.
Oh, no.
Well, that is...
too much. That's too far.
You think it's too much?
Plenty of great fake blood out there, yeah. Or even get Karo syrup and some red dye.
Right, yeah.
How many Chucky movies are there?
Boy. Child's Play, Child's Play 2, Child's Play 3, Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky, Cult of Chucky.
There's even songs,
Curse
right?
of Chucky.
Really?
Now, in the TV show, did Brad DeReef and Jennifer Tilly reprise their roles?
They sure do. Yes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
That's so what is Chucky? Does Ron wander around killing people?
Yeah. I mean, he was a serial killer, Charles Lee Ray, and he was...
Was it a My Buddy doll? Is that what it was?
Basically a good guy doll. Oh, yeah. But it was, of course, it was definitely a My Buddy.
Do you remember the My Buddy dolls? They were kind of almost like 18 inches tall or something.
My Buddy.
Yeah.
My Buddy.
There was even a hit song.
Wherever I... Oh, yeah, for Chucky?
Chucky's in Love. You remember that one, right?
Chucky's in Love.
Christ, I think he's even combing his hair.
Great song.
Hey, you don't have to put your pumpkins in the trash this year. There are plenty of alternatives. That's right. Consider composting pumpkins in your garden.
Yeah, I'll get right on that.
Or donating them to community gardens. Just be sure to remove any decorative materials and candle wax before you do.
Hey, there's some lunatic out here with a garbage bag full of pumpkins.
You can also donate your pumpkins to local farms, zoos, or sanctuaries for animals to snack on.
I love that.
I know our orangutans at the zoo love pumpkins.
What?
We got some over the weekend. Yes.
Well, they eat the rind and everything?
I think they cut them in half.
Undecorated pumpkins? I mean, you don't...
Well, yeah.
Can you carve the eyes and stuff out?
Right. Well, can you donate your jack-o'-lanterns?
As long as you take the wax out, it says.
Okay.
But those are kind of... They get kind of icky on the inside. I can't imagine.
I know locally a pig farm accepts a lot of jack-o'-lanterns and stuff. So I don't think they're that picky is what I'm saying.
The group Pumpkins for Pigs has an interactive U.S. map of places, Josh, that will accept donations of uncarved, undecorated pumpkins. Homeowners may also consider feeding the local wildlife with salvaged pumpkin seeds serving as a tasty treat for local birds.
Okay, because normally I just launch mine off my deck.
Into the woods.
And then you'll have pumpkins in the spring, typically.
It hasn't happened yet.
Happened to me all the time at my house.
All the time?
All the time.
Every year, yeah.
If I go over to your house right now, you've got pumpkin plants as far as the eye can see.
Old house, yeah, absolutely.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
10?
Why don't you go there right now? It's only 10 minutes from here.
10 pumpkin plants?
I'll get the code 20? For you.
You really did have a pumpkin growing?
I don't believe it for a second.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
The correct answer.
I don't believe
Ask anyone.
Yeah, I can't believe it.
You had the plants and a pumpkin actually grew?
Yes.
Wow. That's cool. I think the animals are getting to mine too quickly.
I used to have several acres of woods at my house.
A pumpkin big enough to carve?
Yes. Is that going to make you happy?
You just spew these lies. No one ever calls you on them, and I feel like...
Wait a minute. Look who's talking.
What I like to do is... Now, as you know, yesterday, Chick was mad at me because I didn't watch his team play football because I had a pumpkin carving party.
Disappointed.
And thanks to Josh, I had some pumpkin tools, the gloves. And I've got.
They worked out?
Yeah, those were great. Yeah. And then some guy sent me.
My boss, some pumpkin tools.
I'm going to carve another one this week. Some guy sent me a Dremel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
Pumpkin Dremel thing? I got to try that out. But yeah, I actually carved the phrase trick or treat into a pumpkin.
Not easy. Not easy.
Not easy indeed.
Yeah. Use a stencil.
That really brings the holiday home, doesn't it? Wow.
You know what I like about doing an early pumpkin?
What do you like about doing an early pumpkin?
Because it reminds me of the inevitability of Chick's death.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a nasty turn.
After
hang on a second. I thought we were just having fun. I gotta admire your moxie. I gotta tell you that.
That came out of nowhere.
Really did come out of nowhere. But I understand how we're playing now.
Josh, you know what I'm saying, Kristen? You carve a pumpkin early, and by the time Halloween comes around, kind of the mold is kicked in.
Oh boy.
Sometimes sometimes the squirrels eat part of it.
I've been in the ground 3 or 4 days by then. Yeah.
Well,
I got you.
You threw a pie in his face. He dropped an anvil on you.
Followed by atomic bomb.
Actually, it's the inevitability of the death of all of us. By the way, the other day I was talking about the drug commercials on television for the pharmaceuticals, and it's always people. And there's always this very diverse group of people at this party that doesn't exist. You know, hi, there's my Asian friend. Oh, look, there's a gay couple. Oh, this is America. Everyone is represented in this commercial. They had one the other day. I saw when they're using, what's it called? Is it a trebuchet? What is it? They're launching pumpkins in the commercial.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
They're doing the pumpkin chunking?
Yeah. So I guess they have now seasonal for, you know, I forget what it was for. Because all these pharmaceuticals, it's never, you know, some poor guy with an IV in a death's door. It's always someone kayaking, you know, parasailing out there. And then followed by the ridiculous.
Inevitability, my death. I know.
No. Followed by the ridiculous disclaimers. For God's sake,
literally watches those shows and goes, "Wow, I have lung cancer. I'm going to go to my doctor and ask for this."
It's a problem. Yeah.
Nobody.
Come
they do.
On. They do.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Talk to some of your doctor friends. People walk in, they go, "Hey, doc, can I get this stuff?" And
they should be illegal, but
no, I think
they are in every other.
I think it's fine. I just think it's necessary to have all the disclaimers at the end. Hey, if it's a prescription, have your doctor tell you that I don't have time for this.
Trust your doctor.
In any event, so this place is suggesting that you recycle your pumpkins.
Well, that makes sense.
Not the carved ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, heave them in the woods. You'll have stuff next year.
Now, why don't the squirrels eat the pumpkins that are sitting on my porch right now?
Mine do. It's either squirrels or chipmunks.
They do?
I have little chunks out of them, yeah.
Oh, I don't.
No, last year I had a raccoon rave.
Oh, did you?
Nice.
Yeah, one night. A lot of carving yesterday. And no injuries.
Oh, good.
That's real good. Yeah.
Did you bake the seeds?
No, there was a request for that, but every time it's one of those things I kind of did a lot that never works. They taste awful.
I'm pretty good at it.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, they taste great. You got to wait. You can't just do them. I mean, they have to dry out for a while.
Yeah, I just think I liked them because of all the salt.
Sure. So I like it. They're real healthy.
They just bypass the weeds. Just put the salt in my dinner and go that way.
Why you don't need the seeds.
Yeah, much, much, much quicker. I'm sorry. Christy, what else you got over there?
Here's some Hollywood news. Lily Allen, the pop star, makes more money, she says, selling pictures of her feet than she does on Spotify streams. The 39-year-old singer-songwriter said on social media, "Imagine being an artist and having nearly 8 million monthly listeners on Spotify, but earning more money from having 1,000 people subscribe to pictures of your feet." Ms. Allen's remark came in response to someone who had negatively commented on a post advertising her OnlyFans account. The singer added, "Don't hate the player, hate the game." Billboard magazine estimates Ms. Allen is making about $10,000 a month from her feet.
Oh, that's awesome.
Her daily stream count on Spotify as of October 17th was 850,000, so they must not be paying much on Spotify for sure.
Well, that's also, she's making a point there too, yeah.
And Josh, you've been saying this forever.
Christy, I'm telling you, I respect your husband and your marriage, but you're fools.
But I think what you're trying to say, your stupidity knows no bounds. We're not taking advantage.
I'm going to say $2,500 a month you would take home
just
your feet.
That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah, we upgrade to boobs. We're talking 30 grand.
Right.
Oh, nobody wants to see my boobs.
Oh, Chrissy. Now, Pat, I bet your
just
boobs have got
husband.
A good.
My boobs could go for $30,000 a month.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And then the following month, you shave them live.
Whatever it takes to pull the cash out.
Can you imagine that? We're on the air one day going, "Hey, tonight at 9, Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, Pat's going to be shaving his boobs. We've had 3,000 requests.
Jimmy needs a Christmas. As I pull my shirt off.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.